Several reasons have been advanced for why Americans are getting fatter. The Centers for Disease Control refers to obesity as an epidemic and says that one out of every five adults in this country is seriously overweight. We eat too much of the wrong things, snacks, fast foods, and high-caloric treats. We eat too much for the wrong reasons, boredom, stress, or as rewards. And we sit too much, when maybe we ought to be standing or walking, getting some form of exercise. Now it seems that America's spread may also be due to suburban sprawl. Dr. Lawrence Frank teaches transportation at the Georgia Institute of Technology, and he joins us from Atlanta. Dr. Frank, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And how did a transportation expert get figured into an obesity study?
Well, we have started assessing over time the patterns of travel that people express when we do travel research. And having a long-time interest myself in how people walk and bicycle and so forth, that trying to look at how can we support places that actually make it safe and convenient and reliable and also pleasant to be able to get around without needing a car. I think we've almost forgotten that humans have a built-in mode of transportation of their own.
You've got a couple of studies going, as I understand it. Were you trying to gauge exactly how much people are able to walk in a given day?
We have two studies underway, one in Seattle and one in Atlanta. What we observe so far is that there's definitely less walking in places that there's less things to walk to.
Because our communities are more spread out, people drive. Because they drive, they no longer exercise.
People spend about an hour and a half a day moving around. The more time that you spend driving, the less time you have available for other things like time to walk. I think your question begs another answer, though, which is we don't provide in our communities the way we design them simple things like sidewalks. Where we do provide sidewalks, there's nowhere nearby to go that you might even want to walk to. We have to make places more accessible on foot again or by bike, and if we're going to do that, we have to bring uses closer to where we live and to where we work. Change is going to be a good thing to solve not only our air quality problems, but really our own health, because we're observing more and more sedentary behavior, and there's a lot of awareness now that if we don't start to increase our ability to be active, not rigorously active, but to be moderately active, meaning that we can walk, especially as we get above a certain age, that we're more likely to develop chronic disease, and we're more likely to have health problems.
So are you in the unusual position of being a transportation engineer who is recommending that more communities use less transit?
We can't get transit to work if we don't have people able to walk around. They're interdependent. If it's not safe and pleasant to walk from where you get on and off the bus or the train, you're not going to take it. I am not supporting more or less of any mode. I'm suggesting that right now we have overly favored one mode and really reduced the opportunity for people to have choices to select how they want to get around.
Dr. Frank, let me just heretically point out, a lot of Americans are really pretty happy in the communities in which they're living now. They like driving. They're comfortable in their cars. They consider them extensions of their living room. And if they're a little heavy, they kind of like that too.
Maybe for some people, but it sure doesn't seem to be that way when we look at how real estate markets have changed throughout regions. We look at the last 10 years and where have land values shot up? And they're in the most walkable parts of our regions. They're in typically what is a favored corridor, an older in-town neighborhood that never really went too far downhill. And so those neighborhoods around the country have just absolutely exploded in value. When we do surveys and ask people, you know, what are their attitudes and what do they want in a community, a lot of these things come out. In the top level of what people are asking for is open space. They're asking for the ability to walk safely. And so I think that there's a mismatch now between what we perceive people really want and what they're actually expressing with their pocketbooks.
You know, Dr. Frank, I wonder if you haven't hit upon something. I mean, urban designers have been saying for 50 years now that we have to get out of the suburban sprawl syndrome, that we have to encourage people to walk, we have to put a human face on communities, we have to put housing over the stores downstairs, all that sort of thing. None of that has been very successful. But now you can say to Americans, if you retool your communities, you'll lose a couple inches off your waistline.
Yeah, we're looking at that, and we're also saying that perhaps your chances of developing a chronic disease are going to go way down, and you may feel better.
Dr. Frank, thank you very much for all your time. Lawrence Frank teaches transportation at the Georgia Institute of Technology, speaking from Atlanta.